Blog Talk Radio.
Badpimp.com world premiere.
Howdy, Ronick, Eli, the Hulk, Gold Nick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker.
Baby, nigga, I chill trip. Hit the strip club, niggas ain't tipping. I don't hang with them kind of motherfuckers. When you see me in a spot, we be clubbing. Popping bottle after bottle with my kin. I be bucking with my people to the end. Get a Bentley, a Beamer, and a Benz. Don't be playing if you ain't trying to win. These broke niggas holding these lines. They fucking up the game. These hoe niggas. Police and need lights. They fucking up the gang. Audi,
Audi, Ronick, Eli, the hoes and gold dick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a muffin.
These hoes flexin' on the pussy. Bought it off the lot and now they lookin'. 4 Giados, hold them damn like Sonic. It's ironic, I'm still blowin' on that chronic. Move like Sonic. It's a lot of bad bitches in the building and they all wanna fuck a jump. Still remain a sucker for. Shout out Crit, he fuck with me. He be on that country shit. I be on that cool way. Hunnids in a suitcase. Play the game like 2K. Nigga, fuck what you say. Clean like a new. Fresh like a school day. Told you play your part. Nigga play your part. Knew he wasn't real. He been flexing from the start.
They call me Way.
Howdy, Ronick, Eli, the hoes and gold dick. Gotta shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em out. Shake 'em like a motherfucker. Shake 'em out.
Now, punk bitches, get the hell off my phone. I'm sitting on some millions, you still sitting on chrome. Your bank account is crying, cause it's missing all these commas. 7 Series Beamer, still living with your mama. Ain't enough designer shades in the game for you to see. There'll never be a pimp tight light skin player motherfucker like me. I'm a G and I'm a tipper. We never smoke none of the same grades, drink none of the same liquor. We not fucking the same bitches, not slapping the same ass, eating the same foods, or paying the same tax. Driving the same cars, or shop at the same places. When you bend your girl over, she don't make these same faces, motherfucker.
Shake 'em like a motherfucker, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em like a motherfucker, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em out, shake 'em like a motherfucker.
What to do, man? We in this bitch.
How's everybody doing, man? It's the Reverend Randy Show. Guest call in number 516-418-5758. Email us, reverendrando@gmail.com. Hit us up. You can hit us up on Facebook. Our pages are always open. You guys can hit us up on Facebook Live. It's kind of twisted right now, but we're in that mix. Either way it goes.
Somebody keep fucking with it.
That's all right.
Somebody keep messing with it.
That's all right, bro. We'll make it work.
Hello, Lolo.
We'll make it work, cousin. Yeah, man, a lot of controversial shit going on, especially in the small world of Facebook.
The small world of Sumter County.
I guess the huge world of Facebook and the small world of Sumter County Facebook users.
And we gonna talk about it.
Yeah, but anyways, and that just popped off like a damn, what, a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, man. Yeah,
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what time we do it, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. The Rail and Randy Show, If we don't do it at that time, we normally let you guys know. We appreciate everybody that comes on the show, listens to the show faithfully. We got our Facebook followers that's always shout out to my it's funny saying shout out to my homegirl Lopez, because it was a point in time when we couldn't stand each other. Actually, she couldn't stand me.
Yeah.
And I had no idea why she didn't like me, bro.
I don't blame her at all.
No, you would. Bro, no idea why she didn't like me until me and her deplored with each other. And then she told me the reason why. And
which
I thought it
probably
was completely stupid,
right,
of course. And then she's like best friends with my daughter's mom. So, you know, you gotta be faithful. She's loyal to a friend, which I get. And so, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? We mended those fences and gates and everything else we had to do. So shout out to Lopez. Look, she's probably talking shit right now. But shout out to Lopez. She's been a big help the last about six, seven, 8 months of my life. About, you know stuff I got going on.
Yeah.
She's been a huge help. Anyway, shout out to Woman Boy. He ain't even on here yet. Devin probably going to be on there. Shout out to people that's going to be on here today.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good today.
Feeling great?
I'm feeling great.
In the zone?
In the zone.
Good day, man.
I was trying to do the Jadakiss lab, but I don't think I can do it. I can't do it. You know the thing he's
Yeah, I know
me?
What you're talking about.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You should give it one go.
Mm.
One go, bro. Come
I'm
on.
Let
I,
you
just,
do that.
I just embarrassed myself. Go ahead, do it.
I'm going to let you do that.
All right. I'm going to do the Birdman thing.
Your boy Birdman got a whole damn clothesline coming out. Respect
yeah.
Clothesline.
Respect clothesline.
Yeah. Hey, I'm with it, man. You know that shit about Charlamagne the God getting shot?
Yeah, it's crazy. After Young Thug threatened him, though.
Yeah.
And then he responded to Young Thug's threat. And then today, if you guys don't know, it's Charlamagne the God, the guy that plays on the Breakfast Club with
DJ Envy.
He don't play on it. He's one of the co-hosts of the Breakfast Club, which is a radio show with DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and they have all kind of artists, all kind of figures in the hip hop community in the world. Period. They come on the show, and it's a really, really, really good TV. I mean, a really good show. If you like to watch it, you can go on YouTube, watch all the episodes they have them posted on there. But anyway, today he got shot in his New York home.
Okay, let me clear this up, man.
Well, it was rumors that he got shot.
I appreciate you putting the word allegedly on there.
Sorry. But,
he did not get shot.
He didn't.
No.
Well, see, you should have just let it go. We should have talked about it for a long time.
I just thought it was interesting because when you told me that, you said, oh, man, yeah, Charlamagne got shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit.
You see, that's the reaction I was trying to get.
Yeah,
to
it was definitely something that's crazy. But me and you know the backstory about why he would get shot.
Right.
So, first of all, it was believable to a certain extent that, he got shot. But at the same time, I had to be like, man, come on, let's get real. If he was going to get shot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what they say, shoot first, ask questions later. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, he, as in Birdman, came up to the Breakfast Club and said, all right, man, I'm going to talk to you like a man.
Yeah.
Put some respect on my name.
Respect on my name.
This and that. You know
all
what I'm
true,
saying?
Y'all.
Yeah. So with all that drama.
Lopez, what's up?
What's up, Lopez? How you doing? With all that drama going on, it made for a feasible plot for him to get shot.
And on top of the
but
Young
TMZ
Thug's threat.
But TMZ was behind all that shit.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Young Thug's threats are kind of like somebody telling you.
So we did see his boxing video.
Yeah. Come on, bud. We're in the same zone now? That bitch better shoot you.
He better shoot.
Hey, and I'm telling you what, he's going to break his wrist firing a fucking 9 millimeter. That's all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. But, anyways, man, we're in the building right now. It's the Rel and Randy Show. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Hit us up if you guys want to talk about anything and everything. Shout out to the whole local area, man. Coleman, Royal Wildwood, Leesburg, even all the way up to Tampa down to Daytona, man. We appreciate you guys.
Bushnell,
of course. All that, man.
All them folks.
Yeah.
Tell them to hold on.
Okay, hold on.
We're ready yet.
Okay. Well, no, if he's going to call, we'll let him talk.
All right.
Because
well,
he had a whole bunch of say.
Okay, well, you know what? If we're about to get a call of y'all, and it's kind of about the topic that I had posted on my Facebook.
So let's get into the topic real quick.
Shoot it.
So the topic right now is pretty much like, for me, is the use of the N and the C words. And there's a total double standard as far as it goes. Like, hey man, hey, pay attention right here.
Bro, I gotta
nope,
entertain our Facebook. I gotta be loyal.
Listen, bro, let's get into the thing.
They can't see that. Okay, I can get everything you're saying.
Okay, the use of the N word and the C word
and
the double standard. Yeah, well, hey, come now. I say the C word, you say the N word.
I say both of them. You can say the N word if you like to.
If I wanted to.
You're right, if you wanted to.
But anyways, so what happened was, on Facebook, there was a post about somebody's brother-in-law or brother or whatever, however the relationship was, and they said, man, these crackers got me, blah, blah, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They fucking my boy. And one of my, you know, my friends, they got upset, and they commented about it, and they were inquiring whether or not, or pretty much they were inquiring, like, what white people did this to whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, basically white people did not do this to, you know.
Right.
He did it to himself.
And then from that point, it just blew up into something.
Brush
that was
fire.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, hey, what's up, real quick? So with me, I was sitting back and I was like, man, just the rash, irrational reaction. I was like, man, that's literally to me one of the worst reactions you could take for a stance. You know what I'm saying? It's like you. If you feel, you know, passionate about what happened with your brother-in-law or your brother or your friend or whoever he is, that's okay. But for you to say you want to go around shooting people about that and shit, now you're on a whole different type of level of crazy.
That's what I'm about to say for a second. I said a lot of the comments that was on there, bro. Me personally, I was like, that's just immaturity, and that just comes with time after you grow up and you start to realize, like, guess what? Gangbangers that was back when they was 19, 20, 20, and they, you know, maybe in their 30s, after a while, when they get 40, 50 years old, maybe even earlier than that, they'll even tell you, man, some of that shit I did was stupid. I know one right now, notorious from around here, and bro, pretty scary guy.
Right.
You can ask anyone that knows him, and even to this day, bro, is a scary guy. People tell me, like, when he came around, people got nervous.
Yeah.
And I remember one time he told me he was young. He was like, man, I did stuff that you saw on Scarface and all those gangster movies. I did that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's like, when
there's people like that.
Yeah.
There's legitimate people like that.
Yeah.
Then there's fake people who pretend to be like that.
Right.
And the part that bugs me the most about it is the people who do these things, who shoot people, who sell drugs, who do whatever.
Yeah.
That lifestyle is glorified, right? Now, how the hell do we get to the point?
But not by them, though, because a lot of them don't.
They got to do what they got to do.
And so they don't brag about it, not boastful about it. They just kind of like, you know.
Let me tell you something like this, something I learned working with military people. The people who talk about, oh, I killed this or that. Those people,
they didn't do shit. And
they
flick a
they might have been involved, but they didn't pull the trigger that did something. And it's the same way in hip-hop or even in life in general. You know, most of the people posting this or that, those people don't do shit. It's not the person you got to worry about. It's the entourage. It's the people who have shit to prove.
Yeah.
Like in Birdman, you think Birdman walked up to Charlamagne the God's house and if he did get shot, pulled the trigger and was like, yeah, what's up, bitch? Fuck no, exactly. It's not the people you got to worry about. It's the people around them who have shit to prove, who sit there and think, okay, well, if he's about that life, well, I gotta be about that life. Like, say for instance, I'm sitting up here telling you, yeah, bitch, I'm a shooter, I kill, I do this and that, and then if I say, man, I got a problem with old boy and you're really loyal to me, what are you gonna do? You be like, I got him for you, bro. And then what happens? I don't do a damn thing. But then you go out, you pick up the gun, and you do all this work, man. Let's take the call real quick. What's going on? You on with the Rel and Randy Show. What's up?
What's up, Randy? This is Pete, man.
What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
I'm cooler.
All right, man. So let's get to the whole bottom of this thing. What the issue was for Candy on the post was she had an issue with your use of calling cops crackers or whatever you wanted to call it, or the people who published the news story. What was the issue from your side, like your standpoint? What was the issue?
She know who I'm talking about when I say that. I don't even talk about no white people in general. You can be a black cop. You a cracker.
Yeah, see, now that's the misunderstanding. That's what I was saying. There's a double standard with the N-word.
Yeah, I ain't racist at all. I got white homeboys. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing like that on that level. But she ain't got no business coming on my post anyway when you don't know what's going on. You shouldn't even voice your opinion. Like, come on, mind your business.
Now, see, the issue there was with her, and you're going to get that from any white person who doesn't realize that when you say these crackers, you're talking about police.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand that. You
right.
Get what I'm saying? So from
if
the
I
outside,
see the same thing on her post, I would have went and did the same shit.
Right, exactly. If she would have said, you know what I'm saying, these niggas are doing blah, 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 whatever, you would have got
yeah.
super upset about it.
Oh, yeah,
you
I'm on the way to her crib, man. I'm on the way. We on the way. We meeting up. We ain't playing
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. That's why she was upset. But when I hopped on the post, when I seen what you guys were talking about, was you were talking about watch, you know what I'm saying, watch what you got going on, and you sleep at
yeah,
night and this and that.
The heat of the moment, but you caught me in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, see, and I knew that, but that's what I was saying. Man, that's the thing right there that holds black people back in general, because somebody might have been picking up off of that fuel you had going, and you might have just started a whole damn fire.
So quick to
exactly.
Yeah. Everybody do it so quick to react off of emotions at the moment right then, and then even though you...
Yeah, that's what it is. See, that's the whole thing, dog.
Yeah, you can step back and probably be like, man, you know what? I probably shouldn't have said it, or I should have handled it a different way. You probably would have said the same thing, but you probably would have said it differently, or just handled it completely
yeah.
different. But because you just popped off anyway. I mean, everybody do it.
And that's one of the damn issues with social media. You can't get any, you can't gauge any emotion off of a post. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't gauge a person's reaction off of a post. So you might be typing some shit on a lighthearted note, and then somebody might read it as if you're a fucking Braveheart, passionate ass warrior. You know what I'm saying? Like. But, like, for me, when I jumped on that post, I seen what was going on, and I understood your post. I understood what you were saying when you typed
man,
it.
Like, that's crazy. Like, they bashing, bro. Bro, I ain't already paid for that. I understand. Yeah, he wrong, bro, but he bringing it up like he just got convicted. Like, come on, man. That's crazy.
I was just telling Randy the same exact thing, because the same exact newspaper, whoever these people is, I got a cousin,
yeah.
and he... Just like a couple of days ago, I saw him on there, and they left out so much to the story. They didn't have there was a lot of facts that they didn't have about the story.
Yeah.
They just posted about what the cop said and what the baby mama said and what he went to jail for.
Trying to pass it, dog. You know, kick you down, dog.
Yeah, I get what you're saying
that's
when it's like man, you got to get the whole story.
When they caught Nate, oh, he was an outstanding basketball player. All this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's all there is. They just want to make the story juicy, man. And
yeah.
That's their job as the media to do that. But we got to be able to step back and read that shit and know that half the stuff they put out on the media, social media, or any, you know what I'm saying, news outlet, that we got to be able to step back and realize that that shit's bullshit. Your boy ain't, what, he scored 3 points in his whole career, but he's an outstanding basketball player.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, come on, man. Don't tell the brute truth like y'all doing, my brother. Go on, bash him.
Nah.
But since you're Caucasian,
I don't think that was
that minimal.
Nah, for me, I know when Candy got on that post, she was talking about what she took offense to the word cracker. She, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I mean, any white person who doesn't know anything about, you know, like hip-hop culture or Southern, you know what I'm saying, for lack of better words, slang for cops, you know what I'm saying? And if I say, all them crackers is open, they'd be like, what white people are looking at us? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, that's a totally different thing, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, you jumped into a realm of shit you ain't know you was going to get into, because right now the C word, the cracker, is as offensive to some people as the N word is.
It is.
And you caught one of them people
in
the bad
thing.
It is.
So,
they call Mexicans and Hispanics wetbacks and Jews. What do they call Jews?
Fucking wops.
What?
No, that's Italians.
Italians, yeah.
Jews are just Jews.
They call
them
fucking
enough right there, I guess.
Fucking Jew.
But,
I don't know.
But yeah, man.
They wear that fucking thing on the top of the back of their head.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you're right. You got to just. Sometimes you got to be able to step back and just gauge it. We talked to Candy, and we saw, and he was speaking to you guys on Facebook, so we kind of got both sides of the whole thing. It's, you know, see, that's what you kind of got. You got to do that with any store because they say it's what, three sides every store?
Three sides
in the truth, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, we understood where you guys was coming from, then we understood where Candy was coming from, but the other two probably didn't get where each other was coming from. You were trying to, you know what I'm saying? So it was, I kind of got a little.
You should have stepped back and got your point across a little bit more because I think you started to get confrontational with her over something that didn't even warrant confrontation. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I wasn't looking for that. I ain't asking for that. But shit, all I'm worried about, at the end of the day, all I'm worried about is my dog. And he's going to be straight. Yeah, he wrong. And he's going to pay for that. Why he paying for that? We there. And that's all that matter.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, man, you got some music? You do music?
Yeah, I do. I really need to holler at you about it. I need some studio time.
Well, hit me up, man. I gotta get some artists around the area to send me some music so I can play it on the show.
And we're gonna shoot you the email address so you can send us the music whenever you get something made or however you gonna do it. Or come around, he's like,
well, yeah, give me studio time today, man. I can draw something today.
All right, well, shit, just holler at me, man. I'm a busy man, but I'll try to work with you. Just hit me up.
Shoot me your number. I got you, bro.
All right, appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Appreciate
it
for coming on.
Goes down in the DM, man.
Okay, I appreciate y'all, man.
Long
time. I'm
going to
holler at
y'all. All right. That goes into the next topic, but we need to do it. And before we take it, we want to take a music break?
Let's take a music break. I'm going to play a little Kendrick Lamar.
Before we take a music break, we're going to go into the next topic. The next topic is basically when someone that you know get locked up for whatever reason it is, even and they're found guilty, why are we so quick to shout out, free my homie, free my sister, free my brother, whoever we, you know, not to. So we can touch on that just a tidbit.
All right, man, we're going to play some Kendrick Lamar. This is the Reverend Randy Show, guys. Call in, 516-418-5758. We get a call, we stop the music. Hit us up.
Yee-yee.
All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life hard times like, bad trips like, Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Turn inside my face, it's all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right,
nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I hear my head. dark nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
Go ahead and get this.
Sometimes I did the same.
Yeah. We back.
Back at it, man.
We back at it for my music break. I hope you guys appreciate that song by Kendrick Lamar. All right.
So let's get into it, man. You want to get into it? You want to shout the call out?
I'm going to shout the call out.
Go ahead. Do your thing, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's all
good. I get a little excited, man. You know me.
I do, too. Anyway, if you guys want to call into the show today, talk about any of the topics we got going on today, it is 516-418-5758. That thing is not moving.
We need that shit to work.
If you want to hit us up, on our email is RelloNRando, RelloNRando at gmail.com. Rel and Randy is the IG. Twitter is Rel and Randy, and also Facebook is Rel and Randy. We do this three days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. It don't matter if we're tired or what, we still do it.
In the building, every day.
In the building. And,
come on, cuz. What you going to sit up there?
I had a brain freeze.
Like five minutes right there just went by.
I was going to pause it. Let's get into it.
All right, man. So the main topic of the day is we're talking about how, say, my dog get locked up.
Right.
And I'm going to sit back here, and I'm going to be up here upset about the whole shit.
If he sound guilty.
Yeah, right. He's found guilty.
If
murder.
Right.
My boy's found guilty of murder in cold blood.
Cold blood.
He walked into somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to steal somebody's shit, and
marked him.
And they woke up. Bow, bow. My bad, cousin, you dead. So this man just did some crazy shit.
Right.
Right?
Don't
matter the reason. I'm not getting into all that.
Yep.
This man just did some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting up here on Facebook talking about free my dog. That's a cold-blooded killer right there. That's somebody who didn't stop to think that life matters, and I fucking boom.
Right.
Just off somebody's ass.
There's probably very few guys sitting in prison for murder that don't regret that.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. I'm not saying it's out of experience, but I'm just saying, we can get somebody on the phone with experience spending a lot of time in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you have that much time to think about anything, you're going to start realizing that it wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to realize that, man, dang, I could have handled this completely different. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so any crime that you found, like I said on our Facebook family, I said this. I said, man, I don't care if I do something fucked up and wrong. I know I'm wrong, because that's part of being an adult. That's part of being mature enough. You got to be able to own up and take responsibility for any action you take.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I came in here and stabbed your ass because you pissed me off over beating my ass at
everything.
What's the game?
At everything.
What's the game
Risk.
We play? Risk. Beat my ass and risk taking over the fucking world. So I get mad.
Yeah.
I go out to my fucking car, get that nice Gerber knife I got in there, and I put that bitch in your chest.
Yeah.
Jazz called the police on me after she tried to kill me, and I go to jail for attempted murder. I kind of deserve it.
Yeah. I still come bond you out.
I don't want you to bond me out, bro. I don't want you to bond me out.
I'll be like, I'm going to bond you out, and you come into the house, we're going to play Risk, and I'm going to whip that ass again.
All right. And I stab him again. But anyway, the only point I'm trying to make is when you make any kind of dumbass decision.
One's
or you
fine.
Do
I done did that before. One's fine. I can do that, but two stabbings, man, that shit.
I can't do one, bro. Somebody stab me, bro.
That's some real deal pain, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm probably
real
deal. Boy, man.
The problem with me that I step back and I always look at is, man, we don't realize how fucked up these crimes are because you're in the heat of the moment. When you do a lot of shit like this, you're in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we're going to go in here, we're going to rob this Chinese lady, and we're going to get all her jewelry, and we're going to get all her money and this and that. Then we go in there, we rob this bitch, she wakes up, and we blow her fucking brains out.
Let's not kill nobody, but let's say...
Okay, let's not.
I think they should take this into account, too, sometimes. Because I believe that, I say this also, sometimes the punishment that they give out to some people for certain crimes be crazy.
Like
so
weed.
Let's say, like theft,
like weed,
like theft being, number one, theft being a fucking felony, I think they should look at the circumstances behind it. Let's say your kids and your wife ain't have food in a couple days. No. Let's say your family, you work hard, but you still struggling. and your kids need food. They ain't got food. Everything. And so you're like, man, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to go ride Hungry Howie's. Come up with a quick $200. I'm going to go buy my family some groceries. I don't think she do like 16 years for that. I think she do about a good year or two.
Okay, look,
I went to court the other day.
Hey,
same exact
me and my wife, hold on real quick. And my wife were talking about that shit the other day. They give people more time for weed than they do somebody who molested a child.
Bro.
I think you should go and fucking kill them sons of bitches.
And
people who sell weed, they're about to drop the fucking charge rate of that.
It depends on, like, I don't agree. If you know who I'm talking about, that looks goddamn 22.
Right.
Donkey, look like a...
And she's, what,
17?
Yeah.
Was.
Right.
Now, let's say a dude 30-something years old, he sees her, he's talking to her, and she's, you know, being all friendly.
Gotcha.
He smacks on her ass or touch the pussy.
Yeah.
He goes to jail as a child offender.
Right.
That's fucked up.
That shit is fucked
That's
up.
That's fucked up. Now, if you out there touching 6-7-year-old boys and girls or 12-year-old little girls and you 30-something years old, they should cut your shit off.
They should castrate you, bro.
Yeah.
You should.
I agree, bro.
That's like me saying, with this topic we got going on, that's like me saying free Nate right now.
Who is Nate?
Free Nate. That's the guy who fucking touched a 6-year-old in Peppertree and went to jail for that shit. He locked the kid in the bathroom, and he said, we're going to have to make out for you to get out of here. Shut the lights off.
Made out with him, right?
To play basketball, and after they played basketball for a little bit, went back to the apartment, and then he touched his stuff. Now, that's like me saying, because I know Nate. That's like me saying, free Nate. Free Nate, my dog Nate. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. Cut Nate's dick off and feed it to him.
Yeah,
you
cut his
saying?
Tongue out of his mouth, too.
Cut that man's neck off, bro. I don't fuck with that shit. If that would have been my child,
bro,
he'd have been dead before the cops would have got there,
true.
Bro.
In some countries, bro, I agree with some countries the way they do shit. Like, some countries, when you fucking steal some shit...
Cut your hands up. Fingers off.
They cut your fucking fingers off.
Yeah.
And then you keep doing it, what they end up doing. They cut your whole fucking arm off or your hand off.
Yeah.
You got to go do no time. Because guess what? Every day your ass go to grab some shit, you're going to remember that, oh, shit, that is gone. And the shit I was trying to grab wasn't mine.
Yeah.
Cut that shit off.
Man, if it ain't right, don't do it.
If it
ain't yours, don't take it.
We might be in a little extreme. I got it in a moment.
Nah, man, fuck that shit. Sometimes that shit, like, you know, you getting to the point where it's like, where me and you, if we caught Nate touching our kids,
I'd kill him, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd kill him.
Now what? Now the court's gonna do what to us?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either. I don't give a fuck what's
true.
Gonna happen.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, that's right.
Very true. But I guarantee you, if that had been my kid, he'd have been dead.
I guarantee.
I'm barehand killing him too. I'm not taking no shit. I'm gonna use my hands and I'm gonna take his life.
Yeah.
And I might put him up in a room somewhere and I might torture him for a few days. I might go to prison for that shit for a long time because that's kind of fucked up. But what I'm saying is, he gotta die.
A little premeditated.
That's a little premeditated. But I'm just saying, you got to.
You know
what
that satisfaction of just slowly killing that man after you fuck with your child?
Because you know what?
My daughter has to
think about that this man touched her or this woman touched her in a way she didn't want to. So
it's
now she got to.
Party right up in here.
Yeah.
Why don't you lick on this big John? Stop it, Dale. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. Pretty inappropriate, I know.
It was. It's like. Touching fucking little kids.
Man, listen, I get real upset about that shit. But like I was saying, getting back to the topic,
that's like
me saying free Nate. Some of the shit that these people do out here, and then their cousins, brothers, sisters, uncles, whatever, turn around and say free blah, 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 that's the same thing. That's like me saying
you know
free
what?
Nate.
They should, get, they should take their kids.
Do you get
and
the,
let,
do you get the correlation yet, or am I going to have to keep
no,
going with
it? No, I got it, bro.
Okay, so what I'm saying is there's no issue for people right there when they say free Booby because he killed three guys at a party. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm in court. When was it? Wednesday, because we didn't do the show, right? Or Monday. When? What day was it?
It was Monday.
We didn't do the show Monday. I'm in court. I told you about this. I'm listening to this kid talk. I mean, listen to the judge tell, you know, the lawyer giving this defense for this kid. He's like, yeah, he's only had minor, you know, marijuana. It was like 5 grams and... You know, they were doing all this, and I was like, oh, okay, man. I was like, man, yeah, let Leon man go, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Come on now.
Right.
And long story short, this motherfucker got mad at somebody, went to the car or an apartment complex, came back and shot the fucking car up the guy was in and almost killed an innocent guy. And I was like, no. And his mom got up there and talked for him. His dad got up there and was like, yeah, he's going to be home every day, blah, 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 blah. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Leave his ass in jail.
Goddamn right.
He almost killed an innocent man and tried to kill the guy that, I don't give a fuck what you're arguing about. I don't give a shit. You ain't got to take somebody's life.
That's the problem with this shit nowadays. Shit escalates so quickly. Just like that fucking Facebook post we were talking about.
His ass don't need to be free.
What I'm saying with that Facebook post, people were literally arguing about two different sides. Because in Pete's mind, he was saying crackers as in cops. And in Candy's mind, she was saying crackers as in white people. And,
right.
and you know, you get into that little area, that 50 Shades of Grey right there, where one person's arguing about one thing, the other person's arguing about other, but there's nobody to touch down in the middle, which is why I jumped in the argument.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, people get so crazy super fast. I'm like, man, there's no reason to jump to that conclusion, you know what I'm saying? Especially over something that's not even worth it. Somebody's got to spend a little time in jail. All right, let it be.
Yeah.
He did the shit. Even Pete called up and was like, man, my dog was wrong. He's going to have to pay for this or that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He said that shit. But when somebody got mad about his post, it wasn't about whether he was saying, you know what I'm saying, like, he knows, you know what I'm saying? They were mad about something totally different. His vocabulary, crackers, this and that. No, that's something, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I used to get pissed off when I used to sit around and listen to Plies music? Because I used to like Plies. I'm like, man, I still do. I'm like, man, this dude's great. But he'll sit up there and say, man, these crackers, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, why are you talking about me? What I ever did to this man? I'm a fucking fan. But then, you know, you start listening more and more, and you hear people like, even me, I'll be at a hip-hop show doing something, and they'll be like, man, what's up, man? You want this or that? And I'll be like, yeah, yeah. You're like, man, watch out. Let me come over here. I'll save you over here, man, because the crackers be this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It has to take you a couple of rounds to get to know what people are actually talking about. But if somebody's not in
that
culture,
that's how
somebody,
about,
you know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel about country music when they be saying, like, you know, some racist stuff in country
music.
Well,
I was down on my luck.
Yeah.
Told a brownie sucking my nuts.
But I understood it. After a while, you know, I was like, oh, he wasn't really talking about me. I don't know who he was talking about. But he was talking about me. What?
And a dum dum dum.
We gotta
I
find
got
this song, bro.
Friends in low places with a whiskey.
That's a racist song?
No, I was just wanting to sing it.
I was in Afghanistan, my homeboy. Fuck, what's his name?
Tony.
Wheeler. No.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
John Williams.
No, his Wheeler. Name Wheeler. He's a big country fan.
Yeah.
And he let me hear the most racist country song ever made.
Really? There's
a lot of bad
racist songs.
Bro, I felt
enraged.
Very enraged.
Yeah.
I was like, did someone let him come in a studio and record that song?
Well, he better have his own.
He was laughing because he just thought he kind of reminded me. He thought everything was fucking funny when it
wasn't.
Because
you know why? Because he has no intentions of hurting on anybody's feelings or doing this and that because he's truly not racist.
Yeah. And he was just like sitting there giggling the whole time listening to the song while I'm getting
mad.
I don't remember.
Monkeys in the Zoo or something?
I don't think so. All I remember was getting pissed off and I wanted to slap the shit out of him.
It's a real racist song called Monkeys in the Zoo, man. That shit right there.
And he used to come to work every day and be like, I'm like a diamond in the rough. It was one of those lines from Wayne's song.
I'm like lasagna, real G's moving silence. Like,
nah,
lasagna.
He was saying something like, I'm like a diamond, I'm like a baby in the trash or something. I'm like a diamond in the rough, like a baby in the trash. It was on the car.
Oh, yeah.
And so he thought that was the stupidest line ever. So every day he came to work saying that. And
that's
then,
a good line.
And then he was like,
you never know what that baby could grow up to be, man.
He thought it was stupid. He was super, he was from
like
Texas,
you.
So he was super, you know.
We got to figure something out, man. We got a couple people that say that they can't hear the show.
Well, I don't know.
I'm getting pissed off about it.
I think it was Wheeler. You asking you Lopez? You asking who it was or what was the song? I think it was Wheeler. I used to call him Bobby. His name wasn't Bobby. I used to call him
Bobby Wheeler.
Yeah, I used to call him Bobby because it sounded fucking
okay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, man. Free Nate.
Fuck. Fucking someone stab him.
We're gonna take a quick break, guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us on this fucked up Friday.
Fucked up Friday.
It is indeed a crotch party up in here. But I'm gonna play you guys a song that truly breaks down hatred for me, and I really want you guys to try to listen to this.
Hold on, what the fuck is this?
It's called Imagine All the People.
By who?
By John Lennon, one of the members of the Beatles.
Oh my God.
Nobody's gonna like, all right, listen, I'm gonna tell you, nobody's gonna like the melody or the beat or anything about it, but what you have to appreciate about this song is its message, and it's very important.
I think we should play a different
one. I'm gonna play this one.
You ain't played a KRS-One song.
Talking about. I'm serious, man.
What if there was no country?
What the fuck would you fight over? You saying there's a bank in each country that somebody owns that's the reason for the war?
Yeah, look that shit up, bro.
I'll look it up. Rosenberg.
No, it's not Rosenberg. They were talking about them today, but anyway, they were bankers basically. They were well known bankers, and they own like every something, whatever these banks are in each country.
Right.
Who wants
to
tell me?
Nobody.
Devin said put some respect on his name.
Hey, man, watch out. You're going to get shot like Charlamagne the God did, allegedly on TMZ.
Ain't going to die of AIDS like Prince.
Yeah, man.
I'm
hey,
shoot you with
get
a,
into that. Why didn't you say nothing about Prince having AIDS yet?
Well, apparently Prince died of AIDS, guys.
Man, come on.
Apparently.
I'm gonna tell you, he had it. He had it, but then he died from opiates, overdosing on opiates.
Bro.
Probably because he was like, I'm tired of having AIDS. I don't want to go out the ugly way.
I don't believe he had AIDS.
All right.
Because, first of all, the moment he has tons of money, just like
Magic
has.
Right.
So he could afford the treatments.
Okay.
Before it got to become AIDS.
Look at these fucking guys. Let me tell you guys.
Let's read this shit.
Look at this guy. Hold on real quick. Which one of these guys had more of a chance with a woman?
I don't see any. I don't think any of them, bro.
This guy's not a decent looking dude?
I like to no.
Come on. This out of these two guys, you can't. Jazz, which one's more attractive out of these two guys?
The black one.
Thank you. Clearly. Clearly he's a more attractive person. Okay, look at this fucking guy. That looks like a fucking criminal. That looks like a fucking criminal. This guy has a shot in life. He's a fucking handsome dude. Look at this fucking guy. You get what I'm saying? Look, she's a little fucked up. Look at this shit.
Man, you throw. Hey, we.
Look at how decent these guys
no,
look.
No, go back up. You take her to Christina Saldago, Booger.
Yeah.
I don't know her last name. I want to fuck her last name, Christina. If you so happen to be listening, man, we take her to Christina. Christina, do her makeup, wash her hair, and get her right.
Man, come on, man. Then she'd make this fucking dude look like that one. Prisoner dude who got a fucking contract with a modeling agency. Remember that dude?
What?
Yeah, he was sitting in the fucking thing, and apparently he got a charge. But when he got out, he got a contract from a modeling agency.
The bright skinned guy,
pretty
with the fucking
dude.
Eyes. He got the same color eyes you got.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, but what I'm saying is, you could tell. Look at these guys. Like these people look like criminals.
Go to the second page.
Black people don't look like criminals. They're just doing this shit. Like, white people are fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
You just saying that shit because your wife is black.
He doesn't look like a criminal necessarily.
He don't either. He looks sleepy. He looks like he like to play.
This dude right here, a 75-year-old man was arrested at his home in Wildwood after allegedly punching his wife while they were at Leesburg Regional Medical Center. John Edward Janikowski was taken into custody Friday evening at his home in Robin Lane. He is facing a charge of battery. He had gone with his wife earlier that day, .. More to come. 75 years old, this guy punches his wife.
You know what? And she probably fucking deserved it.
And he probably had a whole bunch of pent-up fucking anger. She probably went out a little hustle.
No, he probably had her sitting in the ER all damn day long.
Hey, guys, go and call 516-418-5758. Call us.
I was all trying to get all in range.
Man, calm down, bro.
I was all on your straw and everything, bro.
Yeah, all right.
And look, that bitch bone dry.
Yeah, that bitch is bone dry, cuz. I'm sorry.
God damn. God
damn it. But yeah, this guy don't look like no goddamn criminal, bro.
Bullshit.
He doesn't. Do you think
all right,
he does?
Bro. All right, bro.
Like, the stereotypical black criminal.
I will lock
like,
my fucking car
door. He's like 32 years old. The stereotypical black criminal, ready? 32 years old. Has dreads. His face is a little fucked up because of the meth. Oh, well, whatever.
19.
That's the shit I'm talking about. That's dumb crime. That dumb crime.
It's true, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, go get a job, cousin.
Okay. Fellas, I will
have. What we got? I swear I hate
whatever,
white people.
Devin.
Why does Devin hate us so bad? What does he say? Fellas, I would have come to the show already, but this week I work 12 hours every day this week. I'm going to try next week. You
Shut
are
up.
Invited Monday. Come
Shut
here.
Up.
Shine.
Go back down.
Okay.
Shut up, Devin. Lopez is it? I don't remember the list. I just remember it was extremely racist, and I was mad.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. She fucking knows. She live in Texas.
She
probably know the damn song.
Man, you know what? Devin right here reminds me of something. He says, man, I swear I hate white people. Obviously, he doesn't hate white people. He's got a white wife. And he's white himself.
Yeah.
And a ton of other reasons why he doesn't hate white people. But it reminds me of what you and Jazz were saying before the show. Like, when certain people say certain things, like, you know they're not the same type of person you are. You get what I'm saying? Race is out the window, but when certain people say things, you're like, that's fucking ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And you can sit there and say, like, God damn, man, like, that just ain't something I would do.
Right.
And y'all were like, man, we got to defend those type of people.
Exactly.
Those type of, you know what I'm saying, black
we
people
have
or whatever.
To, like I was telling you.
Because as a black
community,
you have to stick together because, first of all, you're low in population. And second of all, if it was a war with white people,
we would win.
Come on, bro. I don't want to discuss this because it's not a challenge.
If we had a fist fight white people?
Yeah.
We'll beat you guys' ass.
You lose, you know why?
A white cop.
Yeah, we're talking about fist fighting.
We have the ignorant-ass black people, and we got to band together with them.
Wait. No, Jazz, listen. Jazz, we said
Kimbo got beat by a white guy.
Bro, fist fight.
Kimbo.
Fist fight white people.
Right.
Listen, bro.
Have you seen that fucking fight with Kimbo and the white dude?
And I saw he got beat more than once by a white guy.
That's the thing, though.
That group of...
You don't think
level,
my boy Devin can hang with, like, half the black people you know, if not more than half the black people you know?
That I know?
Yeah, seriously. Half the black people you know. Seriously.
Nah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You said half.
Yes.
If one half
the people
of them,
you know.
If one half of them, I will put all my money on Devin. No, it's less than half of them. I'll put all my money on Devin.
Devin
the rest
will win?
Of them, yeah, he will win.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
The rest of them, ass whooping all day.
Half of the people you know can whoop Devin's ass.
Half the people I know.
Bro, you don't know about Devin, bro.
I guess I don't.
Devin's a beast.
Yeah?
I'm so serious.
What, he's like strong?
Strong as shit.
Bro,
I'm not saying there's not strong black people out there.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not challenged.
I'm not
the way, Devin, I'm not trying to say you like a pussy. I'm not saying that.
He just whispered that.
What I'm saying is,
come over here and whoop his ass.
Muscles don't win fights.
I didn't say muscles. I'm not saying
you
heart
just,
win, heart
you
wins,
just
like,
said
I said he's
strong,
strong
as shit.
Yeah.
That don't win you a fight.
No, it doesn't, but it damn sure helps.
Now somebody punch your ass in the fucking jaw.
Devin's on his way now.
Oh, shit.
Keep talking.
I was on the other half.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is, I know, like...
You said half the people I know, though. I know some fucking crazy people.
All right, look, man, I know that, bro. And I know some crazy strong white people.
I'm not talking about strong. I just know crazy fucking people.
Bro, I do too. We're not giving people weapons in this shit. It's
I know
all about
that.
Heart.
That's what I'm saying. I know some just crazy. I know crazy people, but I wouldn't let my dog around.
Bro,
they would probably kill my dog.
Listen, bro, I'm not... Put me in the ring with anybody, goddammit.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Not with half the people I know.
What the
and
fuck?
I got all the faith in you in the world, but it's fucking
you
crazy.
I care about
you and Devin. That's what I'm saying.
Well, fuck you, man. You don't care about me because if you cared, you'd tell me to go and join some fucking judo classes, you son of a bitch. If I can't take out half the people you know.
I wouldn't even, bro. It ends in about 30 minutes, Devin.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to have a weightlifting contest.
The show ends
sorry.
In 6 minutes.
I thought I said 30 over there.
No. 6 minutes, cousin. Six minutes, 30 seconds.
You got 3 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
After that, I'm running.
And
Devin.
I'm selling tickets. When Devin crawls in the studio and picks Jarrell up and drops his ass.
Oh, he probably
And
could.
Then half the people on Jarrell's social media is going to come over here and try to fight him, and he's going to whoop all their asses.
Probably.
Then you'd be like, oh, shit, I guess it's more like 29%.
Devin probably could pick me up and fold me up and put me on one of these down recycling bins.
Devin over here greased up with a headband on and nothing but fucking whitey tighties would scrape about 47,000 people.
I'm not doubting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Devin and Randy are 100% misunderstanding what I'm saying. I answered his question. He said, based on half the people I know.
No, I'm saying out of all the people you know.
Yeah.
He could at least whip half of them.
I'm serious.
That's chicks included.
Okay, when you throw that, I'm thinking about all guys. Chicks,
it's a race war. It's not a fucking gender
okay.
war.
True. Okay, well, you know what? I take
sexist
it.
Sexist son of a bitch.
God damn it. All right, I take it back. He probably would whip half of them.
Okay, yeah, and he probably would have whipped about 75%. He's a young man, a young white man.
He's stout.
Yeah,
he is stout.
Have you ever seen his fucking beard?
Yeah.
Bitches don't grow beards like that.
That's intimidating all by itself. He has a brawny ass
hey,
beard.
Hey, if you're a woman, call in. I want to know if a beard feels good on your butthole when a man is eating your vagina.
No, it don't. I've had females tell me that, bro. when you're eating that thing like this, and it's them hairs,
it's hard,
and it's kind of like, especially when it's like it's growing back and it's sharp. They don't like that shit.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay.
But see, Darren probably like has one of the mystical ass beards.
Let
like,
me tell you something. Because white guys have softer beards. I condition my shit.
I do too. When
and
it gets long,
and it'll never be as soft as mine.
No.
It won't.
No. Yes. No. Good ass. That's crusty though. I ain't even that's bro.
No, I don't have nothing right here yet. I shaved like 2 days ago.
Don't shave. We're not here. God damn it.
Are we gonna do a soft beard challenge?
Soft beard challenge.
Jazz, I need to go to the store and get some conditioner.
Hey Devin, are you gonna be in the soft beard challenge?
And this has gotta be by what, next week, next Friday?
Next Friday. Let's fucking do it.
Next Friday soft beard challenge, and I'm gonna scrape your ass. All
right, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you got about as much hair on your chin as I do, so yeah. But I mean, we'll see who's more man growing.
Bro, my hair is softer than yours.
Why didn't we ever do the hair challenge, the hair mountain challenge?
No. Remember, it was all on me.
Guys, real quick, let me reset. He and I were arguing about who's got more hair on their body. And I told him if I shaved all the hair off of my body and made a pile, it would be a bigger pile than he had,
right.
And it would be a mountain of hair. But he fucking went out and nared his shit because he was afraid of the competition.
No, I actually just forgot.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you
know
what?
The same day you just forgot.
I didn't forget. I did it like 2 weeks later.
This guy.
And I neared it. And you know why? It's because when I shave, I hate when the hairs grow back. I get super itchy.
We're going to shave.
Let's do it.
All right. And we're going to do a hair pile challenge.
I shaved my nuts and stuff not too long ago.
Anybody who's
interested
in a hair pile challenge, go ahead.
Go back to Devin. See if he commented about the soft beard challenge.
He'll do it. Soft beard challenge. And if you want, we'll do arms. We'll do arms and hair.
Ear to beard.
Ear to beard. It's a beard, Dana, not a beer. Yeah. So no.
Devin said the key is to put conditioner on it twice in the shower.
Twice. You're right. Actually shampoo it once because you know what you do when you shampoo it. You take away nutrients. Those nutrients are what make it really strong.
Mm.
You take those shits away and then you add the lotion and.
Too bad I use leave-in conditioner.
You're so lame, Dana. I was gonna ask her about that's pretty personal.
Yeah. Don't.
About the whole. Chinny chin chin on your butthole thing, but I'm not gonna do that.
You should ask her. She's right there. She's okay, I asked. Dana, does it feel funny when you're getting your twat ate and it's and the beard hair is rubbing your twat?
And she says,
well, I love beards. Do you love it when
she loves beards because
do you love the beard when it's tickling your twat?
She's got a white man and he's got a soft beard.
Bro, all
the
white guys don't
That never happens.
It never happens.
You never
get your twat ate, or
we're getting a little deep in right now. I think that never happens. As in, she never has a man who keeps his beard long enough to touch her butthole.
Gotcha.
Which means she has one of those long ass hairs in between a butthole and her.
Yeah.
Let's get off of this shit. I'm not an asshole.
Devin completely
just
understood
shit.
Me when I said that. I was talking about from hole to hole, not from tip to hole.
Right.
I'm talking about I'm saying the vajay hole to butthole.
Yeah,
you stuck your thumb in there? If you
why
stuck your thumb.
Why are you
sitting
so far away?
Well, I, first of all, when I was about to do that, not I mean too. No, listen. You put your thumb in the coot.
Right.
From the coot to, and you'd use this finger to put in the butthole, how far would it be?
I think.
That's really close.
That's a nice little distance. From coot hole. It is. It is. That is a lot. Coot hole
that's
to
a
butthole.
Long ass distance, bro.
Listen,
if there's that much space, you never get into that point where you're like, oops, wrong hole.
I wish I could have turned that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like, this might be not a good
amount. Dana prefers beards, is all she's saying. So she enjoys a little tickle.
So she loves a tickle on the twat.
She loves a tickle, a little tickle. Yeah, I'm telling you. I think
that's what I did outside. I was like this.
I keep
and that's what I was talking about. I was talking about from coot hole to. I keep doing that. Come doing this, but no, I'm not talking about that.
You're talking about full engaged.
Just like that, because
that's a good amount.
That is. That's what I was talking about out there. And they was like, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, in the, but anyway.
So, long story short.
Blase.
Hair challenge next Friday. We're also going to do the, are we going to do the hair mountain challenge?
Which one? I'm bald down in the spot though, bro.
I'm not talking about. I don't want your pubic hair to be laying on my
bro. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, to be honest.
You a baby down there?
I'm a baby, bro.
That's horrible.
Balls and all, cuz.
Yikes. You near that shit?
No, I didn't near it this time.
You shaved it?
I shaved
it. I'm scared, bro. Sometimes I'm scared. Like, I've cut myself before and then tried to go.
I shaved mine.
City bang bang.
You don't want to know why I shaved mine? It's not gross.
Look at Devin says I'm trying to throw gang signs at that.
Well, okay. Listen. No. I don't ball it, but it's pretty good. You know why I do it? I do it. Because, never mind, we got
to
talk about
that. When you get to the point where you shave it all the way down, you look like a 12-year-old boy down there. You get what I'm saying? And nobody wants to suck a 12-year-old boy's Peter Whacker.
I got a nice 12-year-old boy penis.
Man, listen, they say if you shave it, it looks bigger. But for me, ain't nothing I can really do about all that. I just got to go with the flow.
It is a mind fuck after you have hair, a lot of it, then you shave it. You like, whoa, God.
Yeah. Oh, hanging nice today.
Since when you hang that low?
Yeah. Nah, I just I'm not gonna get into that.
I don't. Sometimes I ball it. Sometimes I leave a little.
You shouldn't ball it.
I leave a little airplane strip.
Ladies on the Facebook Live, bald it or no?
I like a little landing strip.
Bald or not, ladies on the Facebook.
Not bald.
Not bald. Little hair or a lot of hair.
Trim. The thing is, I don't have like clippers to
trim.
So I
ball
have
the
to use
bush.
A razor. I have to use a razor.
It's trim ball the bush.
I'm just saying I have to sometimes because I don't have a goddamn clippers.
Well, you need to buy some goddamn clippers.
I'm not buying pubic clippers. I can just shave the shit off. It grows back
trim.
In like two. It grows back in
look
a
it,
week.
Look at
like,
there you go.
Ali Lopez would like you to have a trim
low,
bush.
Low, check this out. Dude comes
with her.
Low, the dude comes out. He whips the pants down. And it's nothing but ball and all penis.
I'm gonna be like,
you still gonna get on it, right?
Let me.
You're not gonna hesitate. You're gonna do it.
Let me tell you this, bro. If a chick does it, then you're all right with it. If a dude does it, you're like, well, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck if a guy shaves his shit.
I'm just saying, like.
And I know tons of females, even a lot that I've banged out.
All right,
and
they like
the shaved area.
Real quick, let's get
especially
to
especially the balls.
So let's get to the reason why you shave.
No one likes.
You look a lot of shit. Okay,
exactly,
I like to lick
bro.
A lot of shit, and
that's
I don't
why,
want to hear it down
that's
there.
That's why I shave it up, because so, when they get in there, I like them to lick all the way. I like them to lick all next to the, just like that, all over it. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, okay.
I cannot just trim it. I wish I could be like, look, this is how it looks when it's not trimmed. And then when I try to trim.
Well, if you're as fucking hairy as you say you are, I guess
it gets bad, bro.
That's
and then,
extreme.
And then when I use a razor and I try to trim, I got like I brush it across. Anyway, you're dating a white guy.
Friday, we got the hair.
Girls
challenge.
Don't like the bald head bastard. That's bullshit. Okay.
Bro, they don't. They don't.
Bro, I get. Bro, I get ass, bro.
Trimmed.
Bro, I get ass.
Everybody would prefer trimmed. Dana, if you're still on here, do you prefer
bro,
trimmed?
I get pooned. I get pooned, and I be bald sometimes.
And they don't say shit to you?
Never said one thing
they don't
to
say,
me, bro.
Wow, that's
never,
really
not,
bald.
No, I've had some tell me, you really need to shave it. Like, you need to shave it all the way off. I do trim it, but I do trim it, and then sometimes I bald it.
This shit's crazy.
You know who really likes the ball?
The 12-year-old girls you're fucking with?
Come on, bro. We just talked about that. That was horrible.
Free my dog, Jarrell.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying. The person I was with for the last four years of my life preferred it ball, bro.
Jesus
so
Christ.
Guess what I did? I balled it.
Did you?
Yes. Because guess what? Jazz like it trimmed, so you trim it, right? But if Jazz like the ball, you have it ball, right? It's at a woman's discretion.
It is.
Period.
It's the same thing with a man. Brandy came out of the bathroom and said, what the fuck is your hair?
And you never did it again, right?
No, I didn't do it.
It's at a woman's discretion.
Because
honestly, if it was up to me, I wouldn't give a damn. I would just have it. I'd have it all brushed out as long as it wanted to go. Oh, I went. I'm lying.
Because
I'm lying.
Didn't like it. Didn't
I still wouldn't do it. You ever got sweat in your bush hair, bro?
No.
That's why I'm trimming and I bald it because it's easy to get that sweat out of there. That sweat stench on your balls. That stuff is gross.
Yeah,
Man, listen, we're pretty much over our time limit. We're just doing our show on Facebook Live. We got 4 viewers right now on Facebook Live. We're down from what did we hit at one point?
Like, we had 1. It was 5. We had like 10 one show, bro.
Hey,
Devin said, gotta condition that too.
Dana, did you get the question? Is it bald, bush, or trimmed?
I mean, trimmed, bald, or bush.
This is your man, not you. Your man. Because everybody knows.
I like to feel the lips right on the thing.
What?
I was trying to just shoot some shit out. It sounded... Never mind. You know, a girl got some fat, cool lips, and you go thing like this, and you can feel the lips when you hit that deep stroke, and you go all the way in there.
Yeah, and you get a hug from the lips.
You get a hug from the lips. You get a kiss from the lips. All right, Lolo.
She said she could work with trim and bald.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
It's a woman's discretion.
All right, man. Whatever.
If a woman wanted me to have a bush.
I
wouldn't do a bush, bro.
It looks like a hot
You know what I would do? I would never let her see it completely grown out. And I'd be like, this is as long as it gets. But this is as long as it gets.
Hey, everybody, man. This is the Rel and Randy Show, man. You guys want to sign off or no? Just want to do a Facebook Live show?
Hey, peace.
Peace.
See y'all Monday. Talk to y'all
Friday,
Monday.
Friday, man. Let's set it in stone. We're going to do the hair pile challenge.
Hair pile challenge.
And we're also going to do the soft beard challenge.
Soft beard challenge.
And who's
going to
be the judge? Dana.
Dana.
Jazz. Dana and Jazz. We'll do that. Dana, you're a judge.
Okay.
I guarantee you we're both going to lose to
Dana kind of don't count, bro.
No,
he's had like 6 months, you know.
That's all right, bro. Hey, if you sit up there and you want to grow the pubes and do the soft pubes.
Bro, the thing about my pubes, they grow back kind of slow. After I narrowed them one time, bro.
So you do narrow?
I've narrowed my bro. I actually prefer to narrow because guess what? When it grows back, I don't have no. I don't get.
You don't
bro,
get the little bumps, the shaving.
None
bumps?
Of that, bro.
We don't narrow down there.
No. Guys, listen, you cannot narrow the balls.
You butt hole, man.
No, I've never shaved my. I shaved my butt once, bro, when I was like 15. Never did it again.
I did too. I shaved it when I was like 16.
One
you know
of the
why?
Most uncomfortable feelings in the world.
The day after.
Yes.
Actually,
the day of. I took a shower. We're supposed to be playing basketball at Club Wildwood, bro.
Yeah.
So I remember somebody hit me up. It's like, hey, man, playing basketball after I had shaved off.
And you were like, I'm going to jump really high if I shave my ass.
Nah, it wasn't even that. I had to, you know how we used to always walk everywhere. I walked all the way to Club Wildwood, bro.
Oh.
And my butt cheeks were like.
Oh, man.
The most uncomfortable fucking feeling.
Yeah.
And I told myself at 15, I'll never do that shit ever again. And I never did it again. I've considered it, but I haven't done it. Like, you will see me, I even narrowed my legs before. I narrowed everything. And all that was hair back there. It was like a fucking baboon ass back there.
You're like the cousin of the baboon. I think the baboon has hair everywhere but his ass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, man.
That
listen,
guy.
Rel and Randy Show, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Rel and Randy Show, we're signing out. We'll see you guys on Monday. Call us up. Get us on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody's participation today. You guys are awesome. Every fan and every interactor who called in today and all that stuff, we really appreciate you guys and your opinions, man. We always like to get stuff straight. We are the Rel and Randy Show. Signing out. I'm Randy.
And I'm Rel.
We'll see you guys on Monday.
Peace.
Huh?
If you got what it takes. 'Cause I'm KRX and I'm on the mic and premieres on the break. Behind the beat.